China is offered to play the role of a mediator to resolve the dispute in the Horn of Africa on the opening day of the regional gathering in Ethiopian capital. The Horn of Africa namely consists of Djibouti, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Kenya, Somalia, Sudan, South Sudan and Uganda. Beijing says it's determined to play a greater role in the region beset by conflict and security issues. We discuss further with geopolitical analyst Demi Malo, live from Nigeria. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for joining us. What role does China have in the Horn of Africa that it wants to be a mediator?
So China is actually not a new player in the Horn of Africa. China has had various ties going back centuries actually. But really, China's re-entry into the Horn of Africa is actually an extension of their Belt and Road Initiative, where they've been investing in infrastructure, especially transport infrastructure projects in Africa and in Asia. But of course, like every power, they realize that the best way to ensure trade is to provide peace and security in whatever region they're investing in. So China's goal really is just to ensure that security concerns do not threaten their investment in the Horn of Africa.
Yes. What could China's mediation mean to the Horn of Africa? Are they likely to gain something from China?
Well, all of Africa countries are already deeply intertwined with China. So, for instance, Djibouti is the host of China's only foreign military base. The Chinese People's Liberation Army support base has currently hosts 400 soldiers who are involved in the international counter-piracy effort along the Somali coast. Ethiopia, for instance, already has 400 Chinese construction and manufacturing projects valued at over $4 billion US dollars. It has also loaned 1.2 billion dollars to invest in the power grid network from the Great Ethiopian Renaissance Dam. So really, China is simply furthering, like I stated earlier, China is simply furthering the security of its investment in the region. Of course, the diplomatic success of such mediation is up in the air.
Yes. What kind of crisis is currently happening in the Horn of Africa? Last week, Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said he was ready to open dialogue between the government and the TPLF as a truce to the fighting in the region.
So, unfortunately, even since the end of the Cold War, the Horn of Africa has been a troubled part of the world. I believe most of your listeners will remember Black Hawk Down, in Mogadishu during the UN peacekeeping mission there. Ethiopia and Eritrea have had a couple of wars in the recent past. It hasn't been a peaceful part of the world for quite a while now. The current civil war in Ethiopia is just another in a long line of crises that have bedeviled the region. And even if you take a look at the wider area in Northeast Africa, Egypt last year was even threatening to conduct military operations to stop the filling up of the Great Ethiopia Dam, of which China also has significant interest in due to contracts that they have won there. So there are a lot of conflicts that are going on, some of them within the countries, some of them between the various countries there. The Horn of Africa hasn't been lacking for intervention by foreign powers. Italy, the United Kingdom, the United States, all of these countries have played one role or the other, trying to foster peace. China is simply another in a long line of powers, working in the region.
Yes. We certainly hope that they can resolve the issues internally. Demi Mola, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Your time appreciated on Radio Islam. You have a lovely day. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me. Have a lovely day.
Bye-bye.